A Natural Blue, Companion to Besieged, read and written by Dark Orion. The clear stars shone out with keen but fixed intensity. On some level, he's always surprised when he's able to fly, as if breaking the hold gravity has upon him is some sort of miracle, with finite repeatability. Flying into space is equally as miraculous. It's a dream he had when he was very young, to fly through the stars. He just never imagined that it would be like this. All silence, looking steadfast consciousness upon the dark and windy waste of Earth. Despite knowledge of the nature of vacuum, he never expected space to be so cold. Of course, he's not exactly exposed to it directly, being safely ensconced inside a jumper. Except perhaps safely isn't really the word he's looking for. So maybe something other than the vacuum is the cause of this chill. He can honestly say that he never expected nor wanted to be anyone's hero. That's far too much pressure for any one person to take. Nevertheless, he's here, now, staring down the barrel of the proverbial gun, riding on top of a cobbled-together nuclear bomb. It's with grim humor and a hysterical bark of laughter that he cannot contain that he thinks that the heat of a several-megaton explosion will cure his chill. There was a beating in the atmosphere, an indefinable pulsation. He tries to think of this as his destiny, that this is somehow meant to happen, that dying while saving the lives of others is a good death. The thoughts are less than comforting. Thinking of this as his destiny makes him feel alternately like some sort of self-important egoist, or like an insignificant cog in a gigantic machine. He also thinks that a good death is kind of an oxymoron. Inaudible to outward sense, but felt through the deep heart of every living thing. The truth is, he's not sure about any of this. If his final desperate gambit will work, if it will cause the other wraith to turn tail and run, if this is truly an exercise in futility. He's only really certain of this, that his heart is throbbing with a dull ache in his chest, that he feels unfinished, incomplete, empty. It seems that looking death in the face has finally given him the perspective he needs on life. The universe has not allowed him time for a dawning realization. Instead, it hits him with the force of, well, of a nuclear blast. As if the great soul of the universe heaved with tumultuous throbbings on the vast suspense of some grand issue. So long, Rodney. Those weren't the three words he should have said. Author's notes. The poetry for this story came from a poem called Armageddon by Alfred Lord Tennyson, who I love second only to Walt Whitman, for lo, he is a genius. The title also comes from the same poem, from the verse previous, and it goes, "An icy veil of pale, weak, lifeless, thin, unnatural blue wrapped up the rich varieties of things in grim and ghastly sameness." So yeah, just happy, happy, happy all the time, isn't he? And on that note, thanks for listening, and bye!